This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
And he's someone in the red corner, wearing blue with red tip, also weighing 123 pounds. He hails from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Tonight, he represents the JMC once again.
He's the first sanctioned pro boxer from Malaysia since the 1950s, trying to make a name for himself in the boxing hub of the region, the Philippines. He remains undefeated in the ring since his debut last year, but does Ayman Abubakar have what it takes to create a legacy on the world boxing stage? We'll let him convince you.
Bar None, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, welcome to another episode of Bar None, your weekly dose of all things sport. I'm Audrey Raj. If you haven't already guessed from the Rocky score that's playing in the background, today's episode is all about boxing and one man who loved the sport so much, he wants to be the first in the country to fly the Jalo Gumilang on the world boxing stage. Ayman Abubakar was a hyperactive child who spent his childhood releasing all his energy on the football pitch because he didn't know how or where to pursue his true love, boxing. He is today Malaysia's first professional boxer competing out of the Philippines, where boxing is more than just a sport, it's the answer to a better life.
Hi, hello, my name is Ayman Abubakar and I am Malaysia's first professional boxer since probably the World War or something.
So Ayman, tell me, how did you get involved in boxing? You were previously a footballer, right?
Yeah, I was. My love for boxing started when I was really young. I watched the 1976 classic Rocky Balboa, the film. And then that got me interested in the sport of boxing because it teaches me like the will, determination, and teaches me life values. And my passion grew even more when I found out that my mom is a huge Muhammad Ali fan.
Wow.
In a country like Malaysia, we're not a boxing country. So I knew that I want to be a professional boxer at a very young age, but I don't know how and what platform should I go to because they don't offer that in schools.
Yeah,
we have Malaysia's favorite pastime is football, badminton, basketball. So in order for me to stay active and athletic, I had to choose a sport just to release all of my energy because I was actually very hyper at a very young age. So I chose football. I got to represent the school all the way to state, and then I had a short stint in the UK playing for a club in Birmingham called Coleshill Town. And then came back, had a short professional football career for Negeri Sembilan. But it didn't last long because I knew that I wanted to be a professional boxer and time is ticking. So take the time off and train for boxing.
But it's so different, you know. I mean, football is more of like a leg sport and boxing is you use more of your arms. So
the transition wasn't easy, but what I knew was I'm a very competitive person by nature. So I just love the idea of, you know, the individual game of just two men well-prepared and showing their will and passion in the ring.
I mean, did your parents have an issue with their boy taking up such a physically injurious sport? I know your brother is also in a very dangerous career. He's a singer, right?
Yeah.
So, so different.
Yes, yes. Well, my parents and my family, we encourage to go after something that you're afraid of, you know. So Arif, my brother, is a singer-songwriter, pursue a very unconventional career, and as well as me. It was very hard for them. Definitely hard because very risky and very dangerous. And you know, we've heard the negativity of on boxing, like
head injuries,
Parkinson's.
Yeah.
So those are the things I had to face, not just from my family, but from the people around me. But through time, as I was showing results after results after results, showing how much I really love the sport of boxing, and then I got my approval from my parents, my mom, my dad.
So do you have any role models in boxing? A favorite boxer right now or from the past?
Current boxer, Manny Pacquiao. But I've always loved this Mexican boxer, Julio Cesar Chavez. For me, he is the perfect and has the whole package in boxing. So maybe one day I really want to be like him. Okay, when you look at the sport of boxing, it's more like two guys in the ring fighting it out, and it's a very, very brutal and violent sport. But what this guy did is change the whole outlook of the sport of boxing. He can make you miss the whole fight, and he will hit you, and when you make mistakes, he'll counter you, he'll punish you. But no opponents can land a punch on him. So it's hit wow. without getting hit. Swim without getting wet.
Oh, wow.
It's quite impossible, but...
So that's what he does. He's a very defensive boxer.
Very defensive boxer.
Okay. So I know now you've kicked off your pro boxing career in the Philippines. Why the Philippines?
Well, number one, there's no professional boxing body in Malaysia. That's the first reason. And secondly, like the ones you see the world caliber boxers fighting in maybe the big stage in Las Vegas, Macau, Dubai, most of the champions are coming out of Philippines. So the ones we see on the big stage are the finished product, like Manny Pacquiao, Nonito Donia. But if you want to trace back and see where the raw talent comes from, Philippines is like the hornet nest of boxing. Because of the poverty, the hardship, the struggles, these fighters, they will fight to get out, to escape from poverty. So for me, being a Malaysian, we are very comfortable. So I want to challenge myself and leave my comfort zone and find a place before I want to move to the bigger stage. I want to learn from the very hardest part of the world. Now it's Philippines. And then learn from other fighters what motivates them, what inspires them. And so I want to be around that circle so that I will be the best of them and make my way to the international stage ready.
Ayman today is undefeated in the ring following two featherweight bouts in Manila. The first was against Alimar Francisco of the Philippines and the most recent one against Jerry Calao. Ayman received a unanimous decision from the judges in both bouts and is pumped for his next encounter, which will happen later this year.
Wearing blue with red trim, also weighing 123 pounds, he hails from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia tonight. He represents the JMC Boxing Gym, Mahathir Singh.
So let's talk about your first pro bout.
All right, I remember my training camp started way back in September all the way to December. The sparrings are hard. It's three times Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And you're sparring with former world champions.
Wow.
It doesn't matter, like former world champions, current world champions, or upcoming champions, or prospects. So you just don't know who you're going in. So.
But that's the best way to learn too, right?
It is the best way. And I remember having bloody nose, shoulder injuries, everything. Because they say that the fights are won in the gym.
Mm.
So they knew that, this guy, all the way from Malaysia, showing his love for the sport of boxing, something that we've been doing for so many years and we've been producing so many champions, let's give him some taste of real Philippine boxing. Every single day, you need to give 100%. And every day, walking to the gym, 45-minute walk, because I don't want them to treat me differently. And before that, I was lucky enough to get one of the best trainers in the Philippines to train me for that fight, Tai Sonsona. His son is the current WBC World Boxing Council champion. He produces a lot of champions, so I was very lucky to get him on board on my team to train me for the fight. So come fight night, December 2nd, it was a whole new experience for me. When I know that I'm really fighting and, oh man, this is a real fight, is when I'm getting my hands wrapped. I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to war. This is a real fight. And then I switched my mind. And then once I was in the ring, I think I was a completely different person.
You were in the zone.
I was in the zone, yeah. When I was looking back at the footage, I thought it was like, hey, who's this guy? It looks so much different. I don't remember being this guy. It's like a... It's like
you put on a different persona. You become the fighter.
I become the fighter. We got the win. It was a very good experience. The tempo was good. I controlled the fight. I had goosebumps when the fight announcer announced, like, making his professional debut all the way from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Because to hear that Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia is such a big thing for me, because I was fighting a Filipino guy. So the whole arena was obviously cheering and rooting for this guy. But my team is such a small team behind me, supporting me, that made the Filipino crowd confused. Why is all of these people supporting this Malaysian guy? At the end of the fight, I got the respect of the crowd.
And so now, after your second fight, you're still undefeated. What was that second one like? Was it anything like the first one? Were you used to it already?
The second fight was actually much better. It was one of the best training camps I had. This time, coming to the Philippines, I had the mentality I was already a professional. Because the last trip, I was going there wanting to be a professional. But this time, I'm already a professional. My confidence is so much different. It's higher because I won my first fight. So I'm really pumped up. I can't wait for the next one. And I had more recognition in the Philippines because everyone in the boxing circle, they knew me. It helped me in my training camp because I was just thinking of the bigger picture, like not just in the Philippines, because I want to make my mark maybe in Japan, Mexico, America, go step by step. So this fight, harder sparring partners, harder camp, but good mentality. I was feeling very good, very happy, very confident. So come fight night, it was a much bigger stage compared to the first one. I just couldn't wait to be in the ring. And we fought a very wild guy. Very wild. I managed to pull off the win again. And it was the same unanimous decision again.
Alright, so when is the next fight?
Now I'm preparing for my next fight. It will be probably after the fasting month. Probably I'll be leaving there maybe end of July to August. Probably the next fight will be in September.
Many naysayers have been predicting the death of boxing for a couple of years now, following the rise in the popularity of combat sports like mixed martial arts. The fact remains, though, boxing is a big money sport. It's a big, big money sport. Floyd Mayweather reportedly made some $220 million in his fight against Manny Pacquiao last May. That's more money earned in an hour compared to what some of the best basketball players in the NBA will make on court throughout their career. Boxing is also enjoying a renaissance of sorts in Europe, especially in Germany, Poland, Russia and the UK. So why haven't we Malaysians caught on to the hype yet? Why do you think we haven't already had a pro boxer hailing from Malaysia? Is it that we don't have the foundation, or people are just generally not interested in boxing? Because there's a big interest in Muay Thai and other combat sports like MMA, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. Okay, there are demands, but in Malaysia, we need someone to go out there and show that boxing is still alive in Malaysia. And
kind of like spearhead the campaign, you know?
Spearhead.
Set the example.
But boxing is growing, I think. Because what I see is Malaysia, we're investing so much money on bringing up the sport of MMA. But big countries, Singapore, Dubai, Macau, these are not boxing countries. But they are investing so much money to make their country, their city, a hub, a boxing hub.
Because that's where the money is, right? You think about the televised rights for boxing.
Yeah, that's where
big
the
bucks.
Money is. Yeah, it's there's a lot of critics saying that boxing's a dying sport. But once boxing hit, it really hits. We recently set up a company, a boxing promotional company in Malaysia. It's called Box Club Sports and Entertainment. So what I see, what I want from that, is to build a platform for both boxing and entertainment, so that we give a platform for aspiring or upcoming boxers to guide them, you know, give a program for them. That's because there's none in Malaysia so far.
Okay, so I understand that traveling for fights, exhibitions and all can be very heavy on the wallet, but is boxing an expensive sport otherwise?
No, actually.
So the rewards must be good from a fight, right? What kind of money are we talking about?
Thousands.
In dollars?
Talking, yeah. Because a fight, just a normal fight, can go up to maybe 3,000 to millions, I think. Because every fight, it's... I don't know. The way I see it, boxing is a very exclusive event.
Simon, being the first professional boxer from Malaysia, has sponsorship been an issue? Do you have the kind of support that you need financially and emotionally or otherwise, you know, morally from Malaysians?
After my fight, I'm slowly building recognition from the international market and also the Malaysian public. Sponsorships, well, I hope I will get, you know, a big sponsorship soon or something helping me. From my circle of friends, family, yeah, I see a lot of moral and positivity, and I think that the sport will grow. So you just need an icon to, like you said, spearhead the campaign, the sport, and then I think a lot of people will take up the sport of boxing.
Before we go, I just have to know, what is the end game for you? I mean, are we looking at the Olympics? Are we looking at you headlining a big fight against an international boxing name? What is your ultimate target?
My ultimate target is setting up a legacy for myself, my family, and also my country. And one day, being a world champion and fighting in big arenas in Las Vegas. That's my main goal. And also putting the country in the boxing radar. Because so far, everyone actually looking forward for the first Malaysian, I mean for a Malaysian, a new country, to some noise in the boxing scene.
Okay, and hope that noise is you.
Yes, thank you so much. It's a pleasure for me to be here. And yes, thank you for everything.
That was Malaysia's first professional boxer, the undefeated featherweight contender from KL, Aiman Abu Bakar. You can follow Aiman's boxing career on his Instagram page. Just look for his handle, @Aiman15. And for more interviews like this, check out our podcast at bfm.my/barnone. Till next week, I'm Audrey Raj, wishing you a sporty weekend ahead. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.